listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed. This is part two of the message entitled,
Sit Down. Thank you, God. I bring you rhema today in the subject of Sit Down. If you're just tuning in, we're reading from St. John, the 6th chapter. This is verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples distributed to them that sat down. Tell your neighbor, don't break rank. Stay in your place. I know that the fish is small, but you will get your portion. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Tell your neighbor, the bread might not be enough, but there's no need for you to break rank. Sit in your place. Yeshua is sending a messenger to you. You will be taken care of. And I have greater news. It will be enough. So that you have leftovers. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonders. And likewise of the fish, he did the same. I'm paraphrasing. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragment that remain, that nothing be lost. Why? See, this is a problem. We have some great messed up situation. Whatever God bless, it is blessed. Even when it comes down to the crumb. That is where a lot of us miss our blessing because we're putting it into the garbage. A long time ago, I happened to sit this little old man, and he was an old judge. His wife, every grain of corn that was left over, and every peas that was left over, every grain of rice, every crumb of broccoli, whatever it was, that wife scraped it into a container. And for the whole week, she scraped and scraped and scraped. And at the end of the week, she make a gumbo. That thing smells so good. I said, Lord Jesus, I thank you that I'm not a greedy person. Sometimes people offer you things to eat, you should just say no, even though it smells real good. But I guess Yeshua would be in agreement with her. Take up the crumb. It is not ordinary. It is blessed. Okay, Dr. Peer, how can I apply this to real life situation? Okay? Some of us, this is how we behave. You get your paycheck. When you take out God's tent, whatever is left is holy money. Hello? And then you have some of us don't understand that what we have is so blessed, so we should handle it with care. Hello? We buy some foolishness, we've wasted it, and we waste it, and we waste it, and we waste it. One scenario. So you may have lost your job. If you have some money in the bank, you still have some crumb. It is blessed. It is blessed. It is blessed. And you look at it and you are not crying that you've lost your job. You said, Lord, I thank thee because the same God that have provided for me that I have left over is the same God that will continue to increase me, because the God that I serve is a God of multiplication. Oh, Lord, he's not a God of subtraction. He said, take it up. I want for you to get down to the real meat of the matter, the real food. The apostle would say, this is going to bust your bubbles. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's multiplication time. Get me now to the verse 29. If you're just tuning in, we're reading from St. John, the 6th chapter, and now we are at the verse 29. When Yeshua worked this great miracle, nudge your neighbor and said, people will find out exactly who you are by what you do. If you're lazy, people will know that you're lazy because you won't get up when you are told to. After Jesus worked this great miracle, the men began to say, he must be the Messiah that ought to come. When Jesus found out, and you can read a few more verses above to get that story. When he found out that he was being discovered as the Messiah, he got into a ship and disappeared quickly. Because if he is found out before the time, they will crucify him before the time. Nudge your neighbor and say, sit down and wait on the Lord and be of good courage. God has a time. You need some patience. So Jesus ran away because he did not want to be discovered. Did you know that there was a time when the demons, legion, took over this man? And when Jesus showed up, the demons were ready to expose who he was. The demons began to speak out of the man and said, Jesus, thou son of the living God, we know that thou art come. Comest thou to torment us before our time? And Jesus did not want to be exposed like that. Jesus said, shut up. I'm paraphrasing. Hold your peace, is what he said. You know how sometimes you have some people, as they see you, they want to prophesy on you. And they're not prophesying anything new. It is something that have already been prophesied on you. You just say, hold your peace. And sometimes they want to give you the prophecy in the wrong place, at the wrong time. Then said they unto him, this is the verse 28, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? The men were now convinced that he must be the Christ. Tell me, what shall I do? Some of us want the blessing, but we don't want to put in the time. Nudge your neighbor and said, the blessing costs. And all that is costing some of you today is just to sit on your gluteus maximus a little while. That's all. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him who hath sent you. What a big work. Verse 30. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our father, listen, our father did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. They know the Bible too, huh? He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, this is the meat of the message now. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. Oh, so you think it's your job? Oh, so you think it's your husband? Oh, so you think it's your wife? Oh, you think that what you have is just an earthly, mere substance. Listen. But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Israel did not know that it was the real bread. They thought it was just some white substance, something that just looked like flakes. Verse 33. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. That's the bread. Tell your neighbor, if you eat of this bread, you shall never be hungry again. Anybody sick and tired of being sick and tired? Not your neighbor and say, sit down. Mighty God. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hungry, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that he also have seen me and believe not. Tell your neighbor, the Lord is in your substance and the Lord is in your blessing. Come and said, he bless you so you could believe on him. Come and said, your blessing is not ordinary. Therefore, you must handle it with care. Come and said, don't abuse the blessing. Treat the blessing with respect. Come on, put some value on the blessing. Because Yahshua is in it. Amen. All that the Father has given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. All that God has given to his Son, the Son says, if you come to him, he is going to share those things with you. So why are we in the state that we are in? And we say that we are believers. Why? 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 Come on, nudge your neighbor and say, I will arise and come to my senses. Come on, tell somebody else, I will arise and come to my senses. Because I carry the Christ in me. Come and said, if the Christ is in me, I can turn my water into wine. Come on, said, if the Christ is in me, whatsoever I say is healed in my body. Come on, if the Christ is in me, every weakness in me, I will turn into strength. Oh, somebody ought to turn around. What's your problem? I'm closing. Your neighbor, because he's not doing his own will. I am not doing my own will. I'm doing his will. What is it that you desire from the Lord? Hello? The news that I got from the young lady, the young lawyer, can I tell you? Her doctor came in and the doctor was amazed. The doctor said, you look so good. You look so good. And the husband says, this is the first time in 2 weeks that she sat up and smiled. She is having a great day. When Yahshua shows up in your situation, it ought to turn. Somebody shout, turn. When you're hungry and you call him, he is going to feed you. Stand up on your feet. Come on and rest your seat. He's going to feed you. He's going to feed you. And if you are broke, he's going to tell you where the money's at. There was a day when he was broke and Peter was broke, and it was tax season. Jesus, Yahshua, did not want to be noted as a cheater. So he said to Peter, Peter, go down to the river. You are going to catch a fish. Open the mouth of the fish, and you'll find a piece of money in it. Pay taxes for both of us. Not your neighbor and said, he knows where the money's at. He knows where the money's at. So I ask you today, what is it you're tired of? What is it that you're tired of? What is it you're tired of? Anybody have a situation that you're tired of? Can I see by the raising of your hand? I have some situations that I'm tired of. This house is overflowing, and we need to build God a proper house. And if you're listening to me by way of the airwave, and if God has so blessed you, then I must let you know that there is a mission to build God a proper house. So why won't you share some of that which he has blessed you with? By going to the God in the Raw website, you'll see a button says donate, and watch what the Lord do for you. I perceive in my spirit that there are some burdens in the room, and I am sure that there are burdens out there, but can I tell you that burdens are lifted at Calvary? Can I tell you that the burden bearer is here right now? And he has determined that you will not leave this place the way you came. Anyone tired? Anyone have a situation in your life that you're tired of? I want you to think about it. And then I'm going to want you to take it to the altar of God. But before you do that, I want to give an open invitation. Is there anyone under the hearing of my voice? You have not yet confessed Yahshua to be your Lord and Savior. I'm going to ask everyone to close your eyes. Would you just raise your hand and say, Preacher, I don't want to start another year like this. I want to confess him as my Lord. Because I want to trust him with every fiber of my being. Is there one? Would you lift your hand? Would you lift your hand in the sanctuary of God? I'm talking to those that have not yet confessed Christ. One thing that I am sure of is that everyone desire to be fed by the bread and the two little fishes. I want to bless the little that you have. The woman went to the prophet of God, and she said to him, I'm breaking it down for you. She said, the creditors are coming to take my sons. You know what the man of God said to her? The man of God said to her, what do you have in your house? The woman said, all that your handmaid have is a little bit of oil. I can only imagine the man of God said, that's enough. As long as you have a little bit of something, God can work with it. I heard Jesus told the disciples that if your faith is like a mustard seed, you can move mountains. You don't have to have a whole lot of anything. Maybe your faith might be so small, but you have a little bit of faith to trust God to take you to the next level. You may only have a little bit of money in the bank, but you are decreeing and declaring a debt-free life. Whatever you have,
what have I ever,
what can you take to the Lord today?
To deserve it,
sickness in your body. There is healing at this altar.
Pleasures I've known.
Your marriage might be broken.
Tell me, Lord.
There is restoration
what
at this
did
altar.
I ever do
children,
that was worth
obey.
Loving you.
There's
or
deliverance
the kindness
at this altar.
You Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am, and now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to. Wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am, and now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands. It, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow That In The Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God In The Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed. 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 Tune in next week at the same time for part two of this message. God in the Raw Ministries will be hosting its 7th annual Mr. and Mrs. Adams Family Life Conference. This will be held on January the 14th through the 17th, 2016 at 7 p.m. nightly and on Saturday at 10 a.m. This will be held at the Embassy Suite Hotel located at 1601 Belvedere Road, West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Again, that is 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. You may also visit our website at www.godintheraw.org. Again, that is www.godintheraw.org. This will be a life-changing event that you won't want to miss, as Dr. Prophetess Charmaine Gilpeart gives you the undiluted, undisputed Word of God. Be there. 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 There.
Let's lift our hands to the Lord in this place.